Or it's no secret that the Israeli government now is really primarily being led by a gang of far-right demagogues who have been very explicit for years, even before they arrived in office, about their ambitions for the Palestinians as a whole. And we're seeing that being put out in full force over the past few months since the government has been in place through the enabling and almost overt support of settler pogroms against West Bank towns and villages, and what is now eventually leading to the total expulsion of numerous Palestinian hamlets and people in order to make way for even more settler outposts and to even pave the way for more assertion of what they describe as Israeli sovereignty. We've been seeing this really being expedited in full force. And now, for the far-right government, this massacre, as atrocious as it is for them a historic opportunity. It is for them reinforcing this idea that the only solution to what they regard as the Gaza problem is either the complete mass destruction of the Strip, or to try to eliminate rather than merely contain Hamas's political and military apparatus. And if possible, and this is really one of the most horrific potentials, is the potential that this moment could be used to try to expel masses of Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip. The far-right ministers are very explicit about this ambition, and they really are trying to mobilize Israeli institutions in order to implement that process. And while we're still in the throes of the storm, but we're already seeing that first demand on their wish list being implemented in a way that our Palestinian colleagues from Gaza were just describing. And there's a massive mutual interest, not just on the part of the far-right politicians, but also the Israeli military, which has been really humiliated by this massive breach of the Gaza fences, by Hamas completely subverting its intelligence or its appearance of being able to know at all times what Hamas is doing. Because of this shattering, the Israeli military also arguably is in line with the political establishment of what to do with this. And time will tell where this leads, but we're already seeing this indulgence of revenge, not just from the Israeli institutions themselves, but also the international community, including the United States, which is basically telling Israel to go ahead and to actually justify that revenge and removing the political context without necessarily having to excuse the massacres, which they should not, but to nonetheless realize that there is no military solution to this issue. And the real problem in the end is this wider apartheid regime that is activating even when you don't have a war around Gaza, that is activating even on your quote unquote calm. And this is the bigger issue that needs to be addressed.
And we just have a minute, but if you could say, everybody says, as you said, this was unprecedented that Hamas broke through this barrier. People say, they've been planning this attack for a long time. What statement have they made since this military assault on Gaza began? And what do you know of what they're doing with the hostages and whether they're willing to release them in exchange for Gaza getting some basic resources?
It's quite hard to say what the end game is entirely. In many ways, the assault also probably surprised them as much as it did the Israelis. And right now, I think it seems like they're trying to figure out what kind of bargaining chips they have in order to gain certain new kinds of agreements with the Israeli authorities, with the aid potentially of Arab states to try to mediate some kind of ceasefire that helps to meet certain Hamas demands. And they've been quite explicit about some of the things that they're seeking, which are long-standing issues that have existed even before this far-right government, including the issue of release of Palestinian prisoners, including provocations and aggressions around Jerusalem, especially around the holy sites, and also, of course, what's been happening in the West Bank under the Israeli occupation and settler violence. So these are kind of the big structural demands that are still at play, and it seems that Hamas is now trying to use tactically basically what they have right now to kind of turn the tables. But this,
We have
because
5 seconds.
we're still in the eye of the storm, we're still seeing the midst of this, it's very hard to know where this is leading.
Palestinian journalist Amjad Iraqi, we thank you so much for being with us. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
reach the island.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located. I am Amanda Richard, and about the next 2 hours, I've got a mixture of folk music that I'm sure you will enjoy. What do we got coming up? We got a liquored up set, then we'll close down with a gospel set, and in between, we've got lots of music, old and new, that I think you will enjoy. Here comes something new from the bluegrass band, Nothing Fancy.
Friday night I'll be down at the bar again, getting back from long necks, hanging with my friends, telling jokes and stories we've all heard before. Hey, it's alright, that's what bars are for. I'll be flirting with the waitress like I always do. She'll smile and say, honey, you ain't nothing but a darned old fool. And I'll tip my hat to everyone who walks through the door. Hey, it's alright, that's what bars are for. It's a Friday night tradition, we're just carrying on. $8 in the jukebox, we'll all sing along. We'll cut a rug and set our stuff down on that old dance floor. It's Friday night, it's alright, and that's what bars are for. Morning, I'll be back on the job again. 12 hours a day, just a bust in my rear end. I have no time to unwind, and that's for sure. Hey, it's alright, that's what bars are for. It's a Friday night tradition, we're just carrying on. $8 in the jukebox, and we'll all sing along. We'll cut a rug, set our stuff down on that old dance floor. It's Friday night, it's all right, and that's what bars are for. Friday night I'll be down at the bar again, getting back to long necks, hanging with my friends, telling jokes and stories we've all heard before. Hey, it's all right, that's what bars are for. It's a Friday night tradition, we're just carrying on. $18 in the jukebox, we'll all sing along. We'll cut a rug and set our stuff down on that old dance floor. It's Friday night, it's all right, and that's what bars are for. It's Friday night, it's all right, and that's what bars are for.
Bedside table, your picture's there, staring back at me through tape rips and tears. The memory's faded, the moment's gone, but I still hold on. I could go back who I was before, would I still not go your same broke down door? Would I be here? Would I still want you? Would there be an empty glass for me to step through? And would I be over you? Time that went away, moments that passed and can never be reclaimed. Time that is gone and my whiskey's gone too, and I'm still not over you.
Sometimes I wish that we never met.
No more thinking what I'm trying to forget.
All that I lost and what I couldn't do. You'd be someone I never knew.
And raise a glass to the thought of you.
And I wouldn't have to get over you.
I'm still not.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Hey, this is Kevin Johnson from the Plate Scrapers. Don't do those dishes yet. You gotta stop and listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
I met her at the front door. She was on her way out. wouldn't say where she was going, but it's pretty clear now. She had that blue Silverado packed. No, she ain't coming back now. Three sheets to the wind, back on my own again. You think by now that I'd learn? When a girl leaves you looking like that, what's done is done, that's that. So here I sit, half past a glass of Karen, and three sheets to the wind. No, she's not the first. Maybe not the last to go and break this old boy's heart and leave him with a past. But I found a short-term solution. Comes in a bottle, and that's what I'm using now. Three sheets to the on my own again. You'd think by now that I'd learn. When a girl leaves you looking like that, what's done is done, and that's that. So here I sit, half past a glass of caring, three sheets to the wind. Three sheets to the wind.
Scattered everywhere around here, with a faded memory of last night's cheer. Lipstick on a coffee cup that you sipped as you packed up, then said goodbye and left me nothing here. Cold coffee and warm beer, that's all that's left of us around here. Bottle caps and grounds on the floor, cigarettes and beer labels burnt and torn. It brings me to tears. Cold coffee and warm beer. Well, we sure had a real good time. Then it turned into a fight, and you realized you just didn't care. never took you as one for spite. But I guess I saw the light when I woke up this morning to my worst fear. Cold coffee and warm beer, that's all that's left of what we share. There ain't nothing left to start the day or help to ease the pain. All you left me here is cold coffee and warm beer. Beer on ice. Now there's just that lonesome taste I can't bear. And nothing to chase it but a dead dog's hair. Cold coffee and warm beer, that's all that's left of what we shared. Bottle caps like confetti on the floor, half a pot on the kettle unpoured. Oh, it brings me to tears. Cold coffee and warm beer, all you left me, dear, is cold coffee and warm beer.
Back in about 1946, you're listening to Roy E. Cuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys, the old-time barn dance. They're doing Dance Around Molly from a collection of 78s, an old-fashioned album back when albums used to be albums, called Old-Time Barn Dance, Square Dances Without Calls. And yes, that was Roy E. Cuff on the fiddle. Now, what'd you hear in that liquored up set of music to start off Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program? Back at the beginning of the show, you heard from Nothing Fancy. That's what bars are for. That's a release they just put out. Then Catherine Kane from back in 2012 did a duet with Peyton Tochterman called The Whiskey Song. That's from her record, When I Was His Wife. Then after the PSA, Zach Topp gave us Three Sheets to the Wind from back in 2021. And Jeffrey Miller gave us Cold Coffee, Warm Beer from his 2022 record, Leavin' 101. Coming up next, we've got something relatively new from Shannon Lee Reynolds. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Up put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying, I ain't lying. I can't stand it, the way you're always running around. I can't stand it, the way you're always putting me down. I put a spell on you.
I can't shake. I got this love I can't fake. I can't fake. I got this feeling that's deep. It's deep inside. Have this love I can't hide. I can't hide. This feeling I can't shake. I can't shake. Got this love I can't fake. I can't fake. Got this feeling that's deep. It's deep inside. Have this love I can't hide. I can't hide. So dark, know that you are deep. In my heart,
Sometimes I get lost in me, and it gets hard to see. The world is bigger than this when you're gone away. Well, I miss you more each day. So lucky to be happy in love. So happy to be lucky. So lucky to be happy. So happy to be lucky in love.
Maxwell's embrace upon me when early falls the dew. And 'twas there that Annie Laurie gave me her promise true. Gave me her promise true. And never forgot will be. And for Bonnie Annie Laurie, I will lay me down and die. Her brow's like a snowdrift, her neck is like a swan. Her face, it is the fairest that e'er the sun shone on. That e'er the sun shone on. And dark blue is her eye. And for Bonnie Annie Laurie, I would lay me down and
like the dew on the Gowan lying is the fall of her fairy feet. And like winds in summer sighing, her voice is low and sweet.
Her voice is low and sweet. She's all the world to me. Her voice is low and sweet. She's all the world to me. Her voice is low and sweet. She's all the world to me. And for Bonnie Annie Laurie, I would lay me down.
was no way I wanted to talk over Edgar Meyer's bass solo there. In the background, you're listening to a track called Trade Winds Bengali from Bela Fleck, Edgar Meyer, Zakir Hussain on the tabla, and Rakesh Chakoris on the bansuri, an ancient Indian wooden flute from their new record As We Speak. Yeah, very interesting record. Anyway, while we're listening to this, I want to tell you what you heard in that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots Program, depending on where you are. The first thing you heard was from Derek Vanderhorst and from his record, I think it came out in early 2023, called Wildflower. You heard Shake, Shake, Oh, Shake. Oh, I forgot to tell you about one before that. Before that, you heard from Shannon Lee Reynolds and from her new record, Triple Shot. You heard I Put a Spell on You. Then you heard from Derek Vanderhorst and Shake, Shake, Shake from Wildflower. Then we heard a very lovely version of Annie Laurie from Rachel Kilgore and Sarah Bajunin. And at the time, when they were playing together, they called themselves Sound and Echo. And the little limited release they had was called And We'll All Go Together. I thought that was lovely, Annie Laurie. Then we stayed on the semi-Celtic side of the family for Natalie McMaster and Donna Leahy doing Woman of the House, featuring Rhiannon Giddens doing the Gaelic lyrics to a song that Natalie McMaster wrote, Women of the House. This is from Natalie McMaster and Donna Leahy's new record, Canvas. Here comes something from Amelia Presley.
Make out the thing it says. jump in me my neck. May I swear my funny gang that gonna teach me for the world. Dance, muddy dance, I don't know say on some. If I ask you dance, go lay down my knee, but bring it to me. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.
It's times like these, I wish I couldn't keep you tucked within the corners of my mind. Still today, I wish I never claimed to walk a straight line any time I like. If I called you, would it be alright to say I loved you? Morning hasn't broken since I told you. I could use some time to make it right. Just an ocean, just a story I can read at night. The clouds move slower than they ever seem to. Still they find a way to pass me by. I called you.
his eyes they spoke with hunger and devotion. But they're not the eyes in the corners of my mind. I wonder if I called him, would it be and whipped, I've been trampled on, I've been shot at just like you. I've been kicked and whipped, I've been trampled on, I've been shot at just like you. But as long as this world keeps a turning, I keep on turning too. So hey, hey, I guess I'm doing fine. My road, it might be rocky, the stones might cut my face. My road, it might be rocky, the stones might cut my face. But as some folks ain't got no road at all, they just gotta stand in the same old place. Hey, hey, so I guess I'm doing fine. Hey!
certainly hope you're enjoying this eclectic mix of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located. And in the background, while I'm chatting with you, you're listening to Appalachia, APPALASIA. Really a fun Pittsburgh organization, a fun band with Jeff Berman on the dulcimer and various percussion instruments, Mimi Jong on Erhu, and Sue Powers, Jeff Berman's wife, on the banjo. And on this track, they're joined by Jeff Grubbs on the bass, and they call this one Early Warning. And this is from their 2015 record, Cargo. Now, what did you hear in that last set of music? We start off with Amelia Presley, and from her new EP, which is called Coyote Howl, you heard Pinecone. Then we went over to the Cajun side of the family and to that Alligator Stomp Volume 3 record that I still haven't filed. Yes, my house is littered with CDs, so you're reaping the benefit of the fact it's not filed. I find tracks on I want to play. Anyway, from that compilation, you heard Paul Daigle, Robert Elkins, and Cajun Gold doing Dance Marie Dance. Then we heard from Cassie Velaza, and from her record, Cassie Velaza Knows Nothing, that came out earlier this year, you heard Corners. Earlier in today's program, you heard Rhiannon Giddens singing with Natalie McMaster and Donna Leahy. Well, here's her former bandmate in Carolina Chocolate Drops, Dom Flemons, doing Guess I'm Doing Fine, along with Sam Bush there on the fiddle. And that's from his new record, Traveling Wildfire. Rhiannon Giddens has gone on to become the darling of NPR, and Dom Flemons has stayed in the roots business. Yeah. Well, anyway, nothing against either one of them. All right, I'm getting myself in trouble. I'm just going to say thanks for listening. And we'll be back with more great music after the mid-show station break. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com. And you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're going to start the second part of the program with something from Bruce Coburn's newest record. It's his 35th.
Outside, full moon straight overhead. It's moon high noon. I'm not in my bed. There's a large human being at the back of the bar, pulling visceral sounds from a no-name guitar. Actually.